Weekend, there is a countryside show going on at the showground. So I thought I'd give Rosie a quick ring and find out a little bit more about what's going on. Good morning, or good afternoon now, Rosie.
Good afternoon, hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, we're busy setting up for Countryside Links on Sunday. I'm currently sat on my bale in the farmyard zone.
Oh, I bet you look really cool sat there on a bale of hay.
Where we're setting up all the pens for all the lambs and the goats and the sheep and the cows and the pigs and everything coming.
So let's just remind people, when's it taking place over the weekend and exactly where and what's happening?
So it's Countryside Links at the Lincolnshire Showground on this Sunday, the 16th of April. The event is from 10 till 4, and it's a family educational day all about food farming in the countryside. So we've got 8 different zones where our visitors can get hands-on with cookery workshops, learn all about food farming, the countryside. We've got a sports zone, we've got a countryside ring program, which is full of exciting things to watch. So there's lots to see and do. And to say, it's all about a fun, action-packed day to give a flavour of food, agriculture, farming,
now,
and everything in between, really.
One of the things I notice is it's obviously because you're at the showground, it's farming-related, and it makes sense there. But you've actually got a tractor zone. Does that mean you're going to have lots and lots of different sizes of tractors for the children to crawl all over?
Yeah, we do. So we have, in our tractor zone, we have vintage and modern machinery. So we've got a pea viner on display. We've got a combine harvester. So it's basically just to show the wow and the magnificent machinery that we use on our farms in Lincolnshire. As I say, we've then got the vintage. We've also got a tractor and trailer ride around the showground. And then for the little ones, we've got a pedal tractor obstacle course as well. So there's from really small pedal tractors all the way up to massive big combine harvesters and pea viners.
I love the idea of a pedal tractor obstacle course. It sounds great fun. Now, you talked about the cookery workshops as well, Rosie. Do people need to pre-book those, or can they just turn up on the morning or the afternoon and join in?
No, you do need to pre-book the cookery workshops, but you do that on the day. So once you arrive, if you go to the cookery booking station in the Expo Centre, you can book on and then enjoy baking with some of our chefs and producers.
And you talked about the main ring. What sort of things have you got going on in the main? Because, some people may decide they just want to bring a picnic, sit down and just watch.
Yeah, so in the countryside ring, we've got the BMX show, where it's 3 guys on BMXs who do absolutely magnificent stunts in the air on the bikes. We've then got the East Links Basset Hounds doing a display. We've got the Lincolnshire United Retrievers. And then we've also got Hawkeye Falconry doing a falconry display.
And I mentioned bringing picnic, but, can people do that? Are you going to let people bring in picnic baskets and things?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have lots of catering on site available. But we do also say, if families want to bring a picnic, there's lots of space outside on the grass to sit and enjoy a picnic. So bring your own food, or if you'd like to purchase on the day, you can do that as well.
Now, obviously it's about getting people involved and hands-on for the youngsters. There's plenty of things for them to do from, presumably, the obstacle course. But what about mums and dads? Have you got some hands-on things that they can do? Or grannies and grandmas even?
Yes, lots of the exhibitors on the stand where little ones have a go, but, parents can have a go too, so that's fine. Cookery workshops is just for children. We do have a shopping area, a small outdoor shopping area and indoor shopping area, so you might be able to pick up some little gifts and food items.
Is that like a sort of a mini farmer's market type thing, a ring of sausages or something like that?
There will be food like cheeses and sausages and pork pies and alcohol on sale, and then we've got gifts as well. So a little bit, not really a farmer's market, but lots of, stands where you can come and purchase some Lincolnshire local goods.
And, it's all on Sunday during the daytime. What sort of cost is going to be? Because I'm thinking, in this time people are struggling to make ends meet. What's the cost to get in, Rosie?
So in advance tickets are, I believe, I'm not actually sat looking at my sheet right now. So
you sat on a hay bale having a nice time chatting to me. What could be better in life?
I think it's about £10 on the gate to get in. No, £10 in advance. I think it might be £12 for adults on the day. family ticket in advance, I believe, is £30 for two adults and up to three children. And on the day, I think it goes up to £35. But do forgive me if I've got a few pounds or pence out there, because, as I say, I'm not sat looking at my...
I'll look the prices up for them then, Rosie.
Thank you. Yeah.
While you're sat on your bale enjoying yourself.
Oh, I wish.
It sounds an idyllic life you've got out there.
Yeah. No, it's we're busy putting all the pens and everything up, so it's very hard. It's a hard job, but I'm just sat on the bale now whilst talking to you.
Yeah, very nice. And after Sunday, what's the next thing you've got lined up for the showground after that? Because, of course, come Sunday evening, I presume you'll be ripping it all down and starting on the next event.
Yeah. So we've got the Lincolnshire show in June, so that'll be the next big event which we're gearing up towards. Well, we've been planning that all year, but obviously that will get even busier after Countryside Link, so yeah.
Rosie, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to leave you sat on the bale, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it sounds as though you're having a wonderful time there. What more?
Yeah, you know? No,
here's me slugging my way away in the studio, and you're sat out there. Probably not that much sunshine, but I don't know. Is it sunny where you are?
Not really. It's quite cloudy. It's not raining, which is a bonus, but it's quite cloudy. I think the sun wants to peep out, but it's struggling at the moment through the clouds, so...
Let's hope you have plenty of sun on Sunday, Rosie.
That's the main thing, yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank
Look after
you.
Yourself.
And you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't like you. I don't like you, town. I don't want to like you. I'll shop around. I don't want you. To town. I don't wanna want you. I'll jump around. I'll jump around. I can get a train. I don't need no hamburgers, no takeaway. I want my own game, no bacon take, no strawberry milkshake. I want a picnic. I'm sick of seeing signs to eat, walking down these dark, lonely streets.
Country. You can do that on Sunday at the showground. Tickets, Rosie was absolutely spot on with her prices. If you want to buy them in advance, family of five, £30, adults 10, children 6. On the day, 35 for a family of five, 12 for an adult, 7 for a child. You can buy a family ticket up to 1 minute to midnight on Saturday night. That's the advance tickets. 1 minute to midnight. So literally 10 hours before the event opens, plus a minute, and you can get your advance tickets. So there you go. My thanks to Rosie Cross there for joining us from the bale of hay. Oh, do you know, some people have hard jobs, don't they?